I have cramps.
Cramps? What did you do with your tampon?
I just threw it in the garbage here.
I was wondering what you were going to do.
I know you don't have garbage in your bathroom. I've been coming here for, like, pretty regularly.
Just put it in my pocket.
I just flush mine. I don't care.
The plastic ones?
No, I always get the biodegradable ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I flush my biodegradable ones too. Thought it was plastic.
Okay, are we talking about the wrapping here or the actual tampon?
If it's the cardboard one.
The cardboard box is biodegradable.
So you can flush it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the cardboard ones. Yeah, the wrapper and the applicator you can flush. Thanks, I always do.
Mm. It's written on the box.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is, anyways. Maybe not all of them, but mine is. Brooke.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to All Want Aside.
Yay!
Yay! That's cool. You know what Sloan made me realize? Today is our 1 year anniversary.
You know what's funny is I was thinking today, I was like, I think we started recording around November. I was like, we're going to be approaching a year soon. Was it October, really?
Well, it was...
Right before Halloween.
This is episode 26, and since we've been meeting every second week, technically...
It's true. It's been a year.
But you know what, though?
Oh, but we had a couple of episodes we divided in two.
Yeah. She's right.
Yeah, but so that was like...
next episode is our...
I thought it was November. Brooke's going to Google it.
First episode was Halloween.
Was it? I thought it was November.
Like, we were about to go to Halloween. Like, so next episode is our 1 year.
That's crazy. I can't believe
But we can do it now. Yay!
Yay! Oh, shit.
Like, we just announced it for nothing.
And we have worldwide fans. Aww. I think that's great, isn't it?
It is.
We have one in every country.
One in every country. That'd be great. Every continent.
There aren't that many countries, guys.
There's
more than five.
Yeah.
Which is how many fans we have.
No, we have more than that. There's only like five that interact with us. The other ones are silent bitches.
Silent bitches.
Because we have in Dubai. I have someone that listens to us in Dubai.
Right. And we even mentioned her and she still didn't answer.
Yeah. But she texted me saying, I love the shout out. Da, da, da. But she doesn't. She won't.
She won't?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to say all the contact information to start because I always forget. At the end of the show.
You're so drunk.
Because I'm so drunk all the time. So if you want to contact us, please do at Twitter, which is at AllWantAside, or hashtag DrunkenStation. Or go on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AllWantAside. And by email at hello@AllWantAside.com.
And Skype.
And Skype at podcaster_Charlie.
A Charlie.
Just check in the blah blah of the blog post. You'll see it. It's there. So that you're not confused. And what are we drinking? Because we forgot that too last episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
What were we drinking last
time? I don't know.
Well.
We're drinking cheapy wine.
The cancer edition of the cheapy wine.
Which totally got me. And I realized when I got home that I was supporting cancer when I bought this. God,
we're drinking.
Look, what's wrong with... I forgot you're against that.
Yeah.
You're against supporting cancer.
I am.
I am too. Against breast cancer, definitely.
Yes.
All the organization that raise money for whatever disease should be, you have to look into it before you actually give money. Like, don't be an idiot.
Right. We spoke about this
already. Yeah. Okay. I was off.
When Brooke made the mistake of buying a cancer wine.
She heard all about it.
You're like, I'm so angry. You weren't pregnant then, though.
Mm-mm.
Souvenirs.
Instead of drinking your McDonald's drink.
My milkshake.
Oh, it's a milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, you went fancy.
Oh, I figured I need my calcium. It's my excuse for getting a milkshake.
Yeah. Okay, what are we drinking?
So, it's the cheap Depp wine, but the rosé edition. So, it's Auf Kellerien Hain. Rosé.
It's German.
Rosé Wein von Dunstein.
So, cool, so that's what we're drinking.
Yeah.
And it's good. It tastes like grape juice a little bit.
Does it?
Oh my... Yes, it does.
Oh my God, what?
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I drank and kind of enjoyed red wine twice in a row.
When like I 2 days start in a drinking row. Again, do you still have your teeth?
I do, technically. I have another...
When I can start drinking again, I'm going to bring red wine. But wait, so you don't have your teeth anymore.
I had a meeting last week at somebody's house, like a business meeting. And she was like, I'll make dinner and we'll drink wine and we'll talk business. And I'm like, okay. And I went and she like opened the bottle of red wine and I didn't have the heart to tell her that I don't drink red wine. So I was like, just suck it up, fucking just drink it.
Wasn't bad.
It was okay.
So good.
It was okay. And then the next day I went to our friend Bolivia's house and she made supper and she wanted to drink wine and she opened a red wine. And again, I felt bad. Like the next day. And I was like, okay, suck it up. You did well yesterday.
You do it again, Charlie.
And I did it again.
I'm surprised that you don't like red wine, actually. I'm really...
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. It's really like good.
It's strong.
It's the same. The only thing that I don't enjoy red wine as white wine as much is because it puts me to sleep.
Yes, it makes me very sleepy.
So if I feel...
Huh? It makes me congested, my nose.
And it stains the teeth and the everything. Lips. The lips.
That's what I don't like.
Hide it from anybody.
That's what I don't like, that it stains. It's like, I love blue slushy. Like, it's my favorite flavor.
But you look like you're 8 after drinking it, I know.
I don't buy it ever because then I have blue mouth and blue teeth and blue tongue.
You know what traumatizes me in this? That you still buy blue slushies.
Damn straight I do.
I love slushies. What? I had one on Sunday.
It's just pure sugar. I can't stand it.
Oh, no, I love it. I went to the movies yesterday and I was like, I need a slushie.
Most movie theaters have slushies now, though.
Yeah, I know. I got one. Yeah. Ken was like, okay, let's get you a slushie.
Oh, my God. Who's immature now?
When I picked up KG at a birthday party on Sunday, there was a slush puppy machine. I was like, oh! Tom's like, do you want a slushie? I was like, I so want a slushie. And I got the biggest one they had.
It's the best.
You can rent those out, slush puppy machines? Mm,
they were at like Recreo Fun or something.
Oh,
like,
okay,
like indoor playgrounds. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They had slush machines. Yeah. That'd be awesome if you could rent slush machines.
But now it's too late. I went to, I was looking for slushie like crazy like 2 weeks ago.
Just go to Costa.
No, slush is not slushes. Good.
Dipping out and Quang are the ones that have slush puppies.
Oh, really?
Because KG and I went on a hunt.
But now it's too late. All the machines are gone because it's fall.
What?
Yeah, I found one and I went inside. They even had the sticker was in the window and I was like, slushy to the cashier guy. And he's like, we got rid of our machine. It's fall. And I'm like, no!
People don't drink slushies in fall? Wow.
That's what I said. I was like, you destroyed my life.
Nice and annoying, eh?
Okay. You'll hear that from old school.
On to the Perrier. I do it just to piss him off.
Because he deserves it, really.
He does. Just put it here. So we had your baby shower.
Yeah.
Last week.
It was overwhelming.
That was crazy.
Charlie eased the awkwardness, though.
yeah.
The card. I died.
You know what I wrote in her card? You know how I wrote something really stupid in your birthday card? And everybody was like, what's happening? Why is she laughing so much?
Same thing happened.
Yeah.
Because I was going on and on and on about how I was not looking forward to the whole, like, I fucking hate these things so much.
And it was supposed to be a surprise, too.
How was it? I knew the day that they were like, we're going to, like, no one can do anything and not involve me. Like, I would have loved nothing more than to have known nothing about it. But my mother would, like, down to, like, the chair that I was sitting in. My mom's like, do you want to sit in a rocking chair or an IKEA chair? Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't want to know anything.
That's so shitty.
I don't want to be involved in these things. The whole reason why Tom and I aren't married is because I don't like these things. I don't like parties that are, like, on me. I don't like, I hate these things.
She doesn't like attention.
No. So when you sit there at a fucking shower, opening gifts while everyone's watching you.
And everybody's like, going,
And you're like,
I swear to you, if I have a baby, I'm just gonna like hide in Costa Rica.
Honestly, I wish I could have done that. I would have, and I kept telling both my mom and my mother-in-law, I don't want to shower. I don't want to shout.
But to me, it's more like if,
oh, thank you for the glass.
No problem. If you're going to do a shower for me, I don't want just girls. I want, like, girls and guys. I want it to be
worse, though.
No, I want it to be, like, a barbecue party, and you give me gift, but I'm not going to fucking open it in front of everybody.
Oh,
like,
so
I'll open
annoying.
Your gift with you. Hey, thanks, nah, blah, blah, chit-chat, ha-ha.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that, so though. Annoying. The idea of a barbecue shower.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
A barbecue shower? Wow.
It's raining barbecues.
Barbecue shower.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you only can do that if you're going to have like a summer or fall baby.
Right.
Well, mind you, if you have a winter baby, you could just have the shower way before. It's not a big deal.
Well, what if the
really
baby doesn't...
Luck,
yeah, but what if the baby doesn't make it?
Why is that
it?
Really bad? Oh.
Because it like... Before 5 months, you never know.
Right.
I've known
point.
Many
good
people
point.
That
But you could do a chalet.
That was so... The way that you... You could do a chalet.
I know. When it came out, I was like, I was way too excited.
Big eyes? Chalet?
No, like, you go to Tremblant, you rent out a house, you have a big party, yeah. and then, you know, that yeah. could be fun.
But grandma can come and...
Perfect.
The better. Less people, the better.
So anyway,
the less family, the better.
It's just, that's it. Oh, that's, my family's so huge, mm-hmm. and there's so many people. Mm-hmm. And
man.
So, yeah.
So basically, yeah. so she was opening gifts, and I really didn't want to be there, and she very much knew that I didn't want to be there. So I wrote her card, and her card was, like, blank, and all it said inside was...
I'm gonna go now.
No, on my count, I'll create a distraction. You get out the back and we'll meet at IKEA.
I pissed myself laughing. Yeah.
And she started laughing like super out loud and everybody was like, what does the card say?
But even
and
once like, I said it, they were like, I don't understand. I'm like, because I don't want to be here. We don't want to be here. We'd rather be somewhere. We'd rather be at IKEA.
Yeah, it's so it really super awkward after.
But I feel like though. Baby showers are really for like the mothers and the aunts and the grandmas because no one else cares really.
No.
And like my brother, when he had his first baby, I'm so happy if ever I get a baby that there's someone else that had one before me. So like the first, family, yeah. no, and the family has calmed down, you know, and they're trying to have another one now.
Okay.
So like, you
there'll
know,
be two out of the way.
And you know, by the time it gets around to me, if ever it happens,
like
I'm in the clear, you know, that's it.
The first one's really extreme. Yeah.
Man, they opened present for 4 hours.
Oh, I believe it.
And I was like the one passing the gifts and I'm like,
it was pretty much like, well, how long was it? Like 2.5 hours,
like
3 hours?
Half the whole fucking party.
Yeah, it was annoying as shit. But it's weddings so are annoying. Becoming like that too. Like it's more for the parents that the actual people.
Believe me, if I get married, wedding. My parents are not gonna have a say at all. Fuck.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was terrible.
Also, I have a question. Aren't baby showers only for the first kid?
That's what I said.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
No. When my mother, because originally my mother-in-law that was trying to throw this because she didn't get to throw the first one. She was like, "Well, I want to throw," and I was like, "You're not supposed to have them for the second kid." But everyone's excuse was that because there's such a huge gap between KG and this child that I needed another shower.
And also, like. You got a lot of clothes.
I did, which I did need because I'm having a boy this time around. But
that's all I bought. I bought you clothes.
Yeah, like it was awesome. Now I have to fucking wash them all though.
Yeah, the sucker. I did my job.
Yeah, you wanted a baby, pay the price.
Pay the price. Oh, do your fucking laundry. But her brother was there, so that was fun.
Yeah. I didn't think he was gonna come.
Flashback to almost a year ago.
Flashback to almost a year ago. No, that's true. No,
it was
less
December.
Than a year ago. No, it was January. Well, when I went out with him?
Yeah.
It was January.
But you met it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met him January.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
Yeah, so that was awkward. I was really hoping that he would stay upstairs the whole time, but then he came downstairs and I was like, but I was okay with it. What made me awkward was the fact that he wasn't talking to me.
Right.
Like, I would have been like, hey, dude, what up?
But he was like kind of making a point to not talk to you?
No, he was more like shy about it, didn't know if he should.
He was awkward. Like, he was just awkward.
He was awkward about it. Yeah, so to the point where when I came back home, I texted him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Saying what?
I said, dude, you were a little awkward, like at the baby shower. I hope it's not because of me, because I want us to be like
cool and chill.
Yeah, like Brooke and I are friends, and I don't like obviously I'll be around. You know,
you guys are gonna run into each other.
You need to get over it.
Yeah, it's really not a big deal. We went out, didn't work out, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
and he was like, no, I was just tired. Like typical answer 101.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. So he's like, oh, what's up? Then he started a conversation with me for like 45 minutes.
What?
Yeah. And apparently he's like dating someone now.
Mm.
Yeah. And apparently she's moving in with him now.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, kind of.
She has a kid, a dog, and 2 cats.
Something like that.
Oh my God, that's so much baggage.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah.
She has a kid and a fucking farm?
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said. He's like, oh, it's going to be a freaking zoo at my house. And I'm like, oh, no, does she have a kid or a dog? He's like, both.
And
a cat.
2 cats or something. There's
one or two cats, I don't remember. Like, there
baggage.
Was like 5 things that are coming with her. Like, and I was like, what?
If I were you, I'd be like, hold on. I was so easy.
I was so easy.
But can I just say that that's my brother's issue?
Yeah, no, but
you can't be with somebody who's just
easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there has
too.
To be issues.
But he said it too. He said, and I was like, oh my God. I said, what? Really? And he's like, yeah, I like drama.
Oh,
and see, he said it.
Plenty of it.
Yeah. It's the old girlfriend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
It's the same.
It's
the ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I knew it. I fucking knew it. It was her again.
Me too. Even before he told me, I was like, I bet you any money he
has. He's
gonna
go back. Yeah. For sure. I felt it. Anyway, whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what I feel? I feel like I'm a pretty easy girl as well. Like I don't.
Some people don't like.
I don't do drama, but this is what I'm realizing is that the more I go, the more I feel some guys just a chill girl. They say they want a chill girl, and then I'm like, hey,
they need to fix things.
Cool party, and like I don't need to fix you. You're just a big piece of mess anyway. Like whatevs, and they don't like that.
No,
they want to be mothered and like, yeah. Fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm really like. And then I wonder if it's like an age thing, like the older they get, the more they're like, oh, but I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, the reason why we didn't work out was because I wasn't dramatic enough.
Too easy. Wasn't my mom introducing you to people as like her ex-daughter-in-law, her almost daughter-in-law?
Yeah, the baby shower is like, this is Charlie. She's my almost daughter-in-law. And I was like, to like aunts and grandmas and shit. And I'm like, okay, mommy.
Where was the new ex-girlfriend?
Well, obviously she's not gonna come.
First of all, the first time they dated for like
a year and a good half.
And we never met her. She just never came around, ever.
Because she didn't want or because he didn't want?
Probably both.
I think it was more her, but it was probably both.
Yeah. She was probably like not ready, playing around and shit. But anyways, so that was funny.
Yeah.
And the entire time she was like, oh, I hope you don't mind that I introduced you that way. I was like, no, I don't care.
Yeah, but my parents took it pretty hard. You guys broke up. It's true.
She told me. She was like, you know, we really hoped that you were going to be in our family. And I was like, you know, I'm still here.
Right. I still come to things, see? Even when we had the garage sale, my dad like came to drop stuff off. And we left. He's like, I really like her. It's too bad things didn't work out between us.
Oh, God.
No way. Yeah.
What the fuck? Anyway, so that was that. So that was awkward. But
kind
showers.
Of funny at the same time.
It was super funny. It was amazing.
Man.
What's up with you guys?
I have a cold.
Yeah?
I have my period.
Yeah?
Oh, you're doing fantastic.
I got drunk yesterday night.
Episodes like no one anyone who's just like randomly listening to episodes are not gonna know what you're talking about.
She snorted. Oh. Yeah, yesterday night.
So yesterday night there was like a music gala and we went.
Oh yeah, how and was that?
It was alright. I mean, we get there and they're like, because we're media, so we're with the artist like table, and they're like, there's a red carpet if you want to go on it, and we're like, no.
Don't you dare
stretch
your stuff.
I don't want that.
So we just like kind of bypassed the whole red carpet thing.
But what was it for?
It was La Soca. It's like the organization to who...
Like who wins these things? Bands?
Artists, yeah. Okay, bands, okay. Writers. It depends the category. Okay.
So it's like the Oscars, but not...
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Grammys, but really, really not like bottom.
Well, I mean, like the equivalent of the Grammys in Canada are the Junos, right?
Yeah, so lower than that.
But it's not quite it because that's an actual organization. Anyway, so, but it was an open bar and like fucking food everywhere and like sushi bar and shit. We got like drunk. So all that to say that I am sick, I am in my period, and I'm hungover.
And you're hungover.
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You?
No. My whole world right now is revolving around getting the house ready for this baby. It's exhausting and overwhelming. And I don't sleep, and I throw up in my mouth, and life is grand.
Yum.
Yeah.
Salty.
Actually, you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
I threw up in my mouth the other day.
I love how she said it, though. Like, the delivery was awesome. You want to hear something funny?
I threw up in my mouth. And for some reason, I always feel the need to tell Tom every time I throw up in my mouth because it's gross. So I told him. So he was walking by the bedroom. I was sitting in the bed. I was like, oh, I just threw up in my mouth. And he turned his head away for a minute. And I popped a Tums to, like, help with the reflux. So when he turned back around, I was chewing. And he goes, are you chewing on your vomit? I was like, no! I have a Tums in my mouth. Oh, you're really lucky. I love you.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, chewing on your vomit.
Yummy.
I had, like, a gym teacher when I was younger who was like, you know, if you're going to get sick, just close your teeth because then you keep all the chewy things.
Oh my Somebody God. Used to say that in high school and my high school too.
Close your teeth and keep the best parts for later.
That's so gross.
Somebody used to say that to us too. That was disgusting. Who would actually do that?
KG once, we were at breakfast and she has this bad habit when she gets a cold that she coughs until she vomits. And we were sitting at breakfast. Yeah. She has like her gag reflex isn't very good. She vomits a lot. And we were sitting at a table. She was just getting over a cold and she was coughing and she vomited, but she didn't want to like vomit on the table. And she held it in her mouth. And I turned to the side and she was going, and it's like kind of like dripping out between her lips. And I was like, oh my God. I ran her to the bathroom. I was so proud of her for not vomiting on the table, though. Oh, she managed to just keep it in there.
Oh, should have gross. Given her like a Bailey's or something. Like, congratulations. You deserve your first drink.
Your gag reflex must be even worse when you know that it's like,
in
right
there.
I feel like you'd be like
full of vomit.
Ugh, fuck. Just packing it up like back in your throat. That's so gross.
It's like going down the tube, you know?
Man, I hate puking. I cry
I know.
Every time
Me too. I still cry for my mother. I'm 32 years old. Oh, like, mommy.
I always cry when I vomit.
Oh, I never vomit. It's so rare. I only do it if I have like food poisoning, and by that point, if it's coming out, I'm like, Gloria.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No, when I drink too much, I just like, it's automatic now. I just puke.
Really?
It's like my brain is like, no. You're gonna puke now. Thanks.
That never happens to me. How's the Kenneth?
Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, he wants me to go to Ottawa to meet his family.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Two weeks ago, you were like, he wanted to keep you to yourself. He's not ready.
Yeah, and now he's ready.
In 2 weeks, he was
you
like,
you know what it is?
This is good.
We've always had a thing, like, since we've met, that where every time we would, like, do something that the other person liked, we would say something like, we're doomed. Like, we're made to stay together type thing.
Yeah.
And recently she's like, oh
yeah, seriously. I'm puking.
So it's like, oh, doomed. And in the last like week, he stopped saying we're doomed and he's only saying I'm doomed. Like, he's doomed. Almost like he's trying to tell me like that he's like over a level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doomed. Like, I like you that much.
I'm wondering if you're overanalyzing it.
Probably.
Yeah, I think I was going to say you're reading way too much into
it. I'm a fucking girl. Of course I'm overanalyzing this.
He's acting like he's a step above me.
But he is acting like he likes me very much. And I don't know if I'm there yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that sucks. But he wants me to go and meet him. And I have a wedding on Saturday and Sunday this weekend because some stupid bride forgot to tell me that she changed her wedding date. But anyways.
So you're not going?
Thanksgiving's on Sunday. He wants me to go up on Monday.
Come back on Monday?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like drive up and then have dinner with his family, which is kind of better for me because that means the aunts and the uncles and the grandmas aren't there.
Won't be there.
Right.
And you don't have to like sleep over. And, like,
well, I wouldn't, guys, anyways, right? Mm. Like, what am I going to tell my ex-boyfriend and be like, hey, you mind keeping the puppies? I'm going
to my new boyfriend.
In Ottawa, meeting his parents. No.
But I mean, if you're meeting his parents, you guys are definitely like boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I'm not sure if I should like just say, oh, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea because I'll be tired or something.
And you have to take care of the
dogs. Washing my hair that day.
So I'm thinking about doing that. But the roommate is going, of course.
Oh my God.
To the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, the roommate, I think he's like part of like
my relationship.
Right.
He's like your kid.
He's like, yeah, that's exactly what he said. I feel like you guys are my parents. He's like, you're the one that sticks around. But yeah, he's going to be there and he's like, just come.
I'm like, no, don't go. Don't go. I don't think you're ready.
For people who are listening and don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, the roommate pretty much... I'm having a relationship with two guys right now.
Listen to last episode.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's always around. But I don't mind because I actually like him. But, yeah.
Can I say something? I also have a situation update on my love life.
Sure.
It's more sex life, actually. Because it's not a love one. Okay, whatever.
That was a nice pause.
I'm confusing myself.
My brain.
Short circuit. No, so we went to that dinner where the 17 of us, it's super fun. We had like the restaurant all to ourselves and it was like standing up and everybody's eating and everybody's drinking. Yeah, it's like there's like a buffet sort of and we're standing because it's a tiny, tiny place. So anyway, night goes on, everybody gets drunk. I don't know how this happened, but we kissed in front of everybody.
What?
Oh, wow, that's huge.
I don't know if I made the move or if he made the move. Anyway, it happened.
Clearly it's you.
I don't know. Sometimes he's the kind of guy that will do that. Yeah. Or he won't say no. Like, he'll know it's coming, maybe, and he'll just, like...
lean in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he backs away. We're like, okay, like, we're done. Like, it was just, like, a little thing. And then there's, like, a guy in the band, I think. I don't know who the person was. And they're like, oh, you guys are kissing in front of everybody now? And then I remember this question. I don't remember who asked it. And I don't remember the answer.
Oh, no!
I know! And I was like, I just remembered that the next day because then my friend was there, right? Because when I left, the guy that organized the whole thing, he's like, hey, nightcap at my place, nightcap at my place. And I'm like, man, I'm like so super drunk. Like I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah. And Portugal is like, okay, yeah, like fuck this. Like, let's leave. And I'm like, okay, fine. So then we went outside. We're just like chilling or like smoking a cigarette or whatever. We go back inside and they're like, no, no nightcap, no nightcap. I'm like, no, guys, I'm going to go have sex. Bye. Like, in front of everybody. Oh, like, I screamed this. And
well,
I'm like,
okay, though.
Fuck, yeah. But then the next morning, I didn't remember this. And then the next morning, it was super cool. And, like, he was really nice and whatever. He leaves. I get to work and I start texting her. And I'm like, oh, did you leave before me? Like, I can't remember. She's like, no, man. You left. You screamed to everybody you were going to go have sex. And it was really funny. And then you guys left. It's like, oh, shit. And she's like, it was funny because everybody came to see me.
Asking?
Yeah. Went to see her asking, like, hey, what's up between Sloan and Portugal? Like, what's happening? And she's like, oh, you know, like, casual, whatever. Like, I don't really know. Like, I don't talk to her so much. And then we made out, and then they all went back and they were like, hold on a minute. Like,
you said it was casual.
Yeah. Like, what's happening? Anyway, so she thought it was funny. And there was like, oh, no, no. Like, I was like, oh, man, I was so drunk. I don't remember. She's like, no, really? You looked fine. This is when you know you're alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's when you look, fine.
Blackout don't drunk. Remember anything.
So,
that sucks. You didn't ask him what the answer was? I hate when that happens. When something really meaningful happens and you don't know the outcome and you're like,
shh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm never going to ask him that. Like, fuck this. I'm not taking that road. I like this like casual thing and whatever. So I think it's going
to
be fun.
You know what happened to me?
What?
Actually, two things happened to me. But first, speaking about like what I was saying about the relationship, I'm having a relationship with two guys. This is why I'm reading into this a little bit too much. And you, Brooke, you'll be like, you're really reading into this too much. We were in bed, not all three of us.
And he came to cuddle.
He came to cuddle naked. No, we were in bed and we were just like doing nothing or talking about something anyways. And he turns to me and he goes like out of nowhere. Did you ever see the movie Something Something? Anyways, it's not important. The title, like something. I don't remember. Anyway. So
Titanic.
No, like.
As good as it gets.
No, it's not a known movie. And it's I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. What is it? He goes, the entire movie is seven couples and each couple has a different relationship, I guess. Like one relationship was like the first couple. It's a guy and a girl. And the girl likes to use a strap-on on the guy. The second couple was a guy and a guy. The other couple was a guy and a gender...
Transgender?
Yeah, transgender. And the other one, like, I don't remember the other one, but the last one was a couple where the guy would ask the girl to sleep with the roommate and he would watch.
No way!
That's what he said. And I was like,
what are you getting at?
Who and said like, that?
Okay.
Ken said that or the roommate said that?
Ken said that. And I'm like, okay, so what? You want me to use a strap-on on you? Like, what's happening? And he's like, no, I don't want that. And I'm like,
you want me to sleep with your roommate?
I changed subject.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We both have shitty moments, man. You have. Oh, man.
I couldn't face it. No. But what if he... Why would he mention that? And he just changed subject. Why would he mention that? Why?
I don't know.
He wants me to have sex with his roommate.
Probably.
I would do it.
That's weird.
What?
You would? Maybe.
Why am I looking at you? I'm like, you're a liar.
I would pull a Charlie.
But he's not good looking.
He's not good looking, but it's exciting.
Hold on, but would you... Wait. Would you sleep with him only, or would you sleep with him with Ken watching?
No, that would be weird.
He's just, like, fucking masturbating on you guys? Oh.
But I think that's part of his deal, though.
Yeah,
I know.
Speaking of sleeping with people, do you guys know September 15th is International Dot Day? It doesn't mean that, but there's an International Dot Day.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know, because I was on my daughter's school website the other day, and there was, like, a whole bunch of paintings of dots, and they were, like, celebrating International Dot Day. And I was like, oh, there's a day.
Oh my god, I have to tell the guy.
Yeah, seriously. Well, by the way, doesn't he have a girlfriend? Like,
he
what
does,
the hell?
Yeah,
but hasn't that like not ever stopped anyone before?
No, exactly.
Okay.
That's what I mean by pulling a Charlie. It's never stopped me before. Yeah, so Dot Guy is back, but we'll see when he's actually back.
Dot Guy with the girlfriend is back.
With a girlfriend. But that's never stopped us before.
How long has he been with this girl?
A couple months.
But he's living with her.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Why?
Well, because he has to sleep over at your place.
No. Dot Guy's never slept over. Go back home. We have sex in cars. One of us is always in a relationship.
Mm. So that's good.
Moving on. I got hit by a guy. Hit by a guy?
Oh, I was like, oh my God. You got hit by a what?
Hit on by a guy.
Where?
At my last wedding on Saturday.
Nice.
Oh. Check this out. Ready?
Yes.
Ready? You guys are going to be super excited. Not really, but...
I want to know everything.
This groomsman comes up to me during the reception, and he's like, hey, Gianluca thinks you're really cute. And I'm like...
Who's Gianluca?
And I'm like, cool. Awesome. And he's like, yeah, he came to ask me. He's like, hey, do you think the photographer's cute? And I was like, do you think the photographer's cute? And he's like, yeah, I really, really do. And I'm like, hold on, Gianluca? He's like, yeah, you mean ring bearer Gianluca? The four-year-old kid?
Ah, that's so cute.
Four-year-old boy thought I was cute.
Aww. There's
that's how much I get hit on.
No, no, but I have a similar story. Last year, Bolivia's friend that got married.
Okay.
Bolivia's nephew, who's like, he was probably like 7 or 8 or 10 at the time. And there was a lot of kids like running around, like whatever, all about that age. So he goes back into the car with his mom, which is Bolivia's sister. And he says, I thought that girl was so pretty. And they're like, oh, which one? He's like, the one with the red heels. And then they're like, okay, that one's a little bit older for you.
Oh, you it thought was he was talking about a girl?
Yeah,
but like one of the kids. Yeah.
It was me.
Oh.
Yeah. Question. Did you guys know that testicles move?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean move? Like within the sack?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
I didn't know.
What the hell
is wrong?
Have you
ever not tried to like move them?
No, not move. Obviously they move like skin moves, you mean? No, they move on their own.
Oh.
Like if you're looking at them, they move.
Like... Can, like, does the guy control them or they just,
no,
like, twitch?
No, they just, like, no, they don't twitch. They literally, like, it's, like, do you ever see, like, I don't know, like, a snail?
Oh, my God, that's kind of gross.
Like, you know
gross.
How a snail, like, moves?
Like, yeah, they kind of, like...
Moves. They move like that. Like, they just move.
Well, I feel like they just roll around the sack by themselves, no?
How'd you figure that out, though?
Ken told me. It was just because I don't know why we started a conversation about, like, you know...
Balls?
No, testicles? Like, no, yeah. Like, the difference between girls and guys, because I said... we had sex and then I was like, I have to go pee, right? Because you have to go pee after sex.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, did you know that guys have to go pee too? To like empty everything? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. To prevent infections. Guys have to pee after sex too.
Portugal never pees.
Well, he should because it prevents infections.
Yeah. This might help your UTI situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, cool.
Can I actually put the blame on him for real?
Somebody has to pee after. Well, no one's peeing, okay?
Well, think about it, right? Because for a guy, it's a little less. But for a girl, you have to pee because you have foreign...
Substances.
Yeah. So the body is like, what's happening?
If I don't pee after sex one time, it's guaranteed UTI.
Yeah, I won't get a UTI automatically, but I do. But a guy is normal too because he has all this crap basically in the urethra. Yeah.
Yeah.
The urethra, yeah.
I used that correctly. He has to like pee to clear it out. And then it brought on the conversation of like, did you know that testicles move? And I'm like, what do you mean testicles move? He's like, touch it. It moves. And I'm like, what? And I touched it, but I couldn't feel it. So he's like, but look at it. And I'm like, I was like looking at it and they move. <One eye.
laughs> Yeah, but you know when you stare too long at something, you think it moves?
No, well, yeah, maybe.
I would do some scientific research on this, like actually Google it.
But he feels it.
Yeah, but Google it.
Right now?
Well, no.
Maybe we can YouTube it and get a video.
Of balls that move?
Maybe, I don't
God,
know.
God, that's you porn, that's not YouTube.
You can find a lot on YouTube.
Do testicles
move by themselves?
Up and down. Yeah, he said up and down. They move up and down.
Yeah, but of course they move up and down. They move up and down all the time, but do they move up and down by themselves?
Yeah, on their own.
What causes them to move?
Boyfriend balls move to their own beat.
Oh my God, I want to see that.
Is it a video?
Hey, Alice. No, it's not a video.
Okay.
Hey, Alice, I have a question. My boyfriend and I were talking, and he told me that men balls move on their own throughout the day. I did not believe him, so he showed me. That's exactly what I think she would sound like. He got undressed and laid back on the bed and told me to lift his penis and watch real close. I did, and unbelievably, his balls moved. It's like they vibrated kind of like a heartbeat. It's so cool. What makes a man's ball move alone?
Could it be like blood pumping?
Okay, he goes, dear reader, the cool subtle vibrations you described it witnessed may have been due to testicle circulation. Veins and arteries allow the blood flow to run through the entire scrotum. So there you go.
That's exciting.
When the boys... in quotes, boys. When the boys get cold, they snuggle up and get warm. Feeling stuffy, they can hang lower to get cool. Yeah, so
that's funny.
There you go. So here's another learning activity you and your boyfriend can try, and that can also make the boys dance just for you. Touch the upper inner portion of your boyfriend's thigh. His testicles will move into the direction away from where your hand is touching.
Oh shit, I have to try that. Oh my god, I'm gonna have that conversation now, I think. I want to see.
When the threat is over, the testicles will come back into a position in which they feel temperature friendly and safe. The testicles move away from the hand. That's hilarious. So there you go. So yeah, testicles move. We didn't know.
That is fucked up.
Okay.
It's fun. Fun fact.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah. I'm having a hard time breathing over here. My organs are just squished.
Okay. Go. What did you want to talk about?
Two things. One, I really like both of your styles today. You guys are both just like super like laid back and fallish and like rockerish, and it's really cute.
Awesome. Anyways, thanks. Okay.
Hey, cheers to that.
I'm empty.
The other thing is...
Wait, she's pouring and now we're chinning.
Oh, yes, it's so funny. In the car today, because we're running a gazillion errands trying to find fucking furniture, we were listening to CJAD because we're cool like that. And it's our like AM talk radio for people who don't know what CJAD is. Yeah. And they were talking about the top 10 worst songs of the 1980s.
Oh, great.
But they were like the top 10 best songs. And Tom and I, for every song, we were like, no, really? Like, they can't, like, number 10 was Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
What? That's the best song.
That's the best song ever from the 80s.
No, that's pretty terrible.
I hated that song forever.
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, no, no, no. I was like a George Michaels fan. You're never gonna get me dancing on that shit. No, no, no.
I was not into dancing back then, too, you know?
And there was that. There was Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, you're so
that
fine.
Was on there,
you're so
also.
Fine, you blew my mind. And Mickey.
We couldn't believe it.
Hey, Mickey.
Okay, that one I kind of like. But it's, I can see it gets quickly on your nerves, though.
It does, but doesn't all like, 80s music get on your nerves?
Yeah, but I think we like it now because we don't have to listen to it like all like the time they the play radio. Beyonce, you know?
Right. There was a number one was We Built the City.
On rock and roll?
Yes! That was the number one worst song of the 1980s.
That's a good song.
That was a good song. There was Lady in Red.
Lady in Red.
Oh, fuck, man.
There was one more that I was like...
Who sings that, Lady in Red?
Some guy.
Dancing with me.
Shit, what is it?
I can't find it now. But anyways, we were completely freaking out. And the other thing was that when the guy was listing it off, everyone else in the studio was like, I've never heard that song. I've never heard that song. I've never heard that song. We're like, where are you guys? It's CJAD. Like, they were around in the 80s.
Yeah. Seriously.
How are they not aware?
That was the other thing. Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was on the list.
Don't worry.
How are these the worst songs of the 80s?
I hate that song, though. I have to say. Hate it.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry.
It was RollingStones.com that came out with this list.
Okay, well, I can see why.
But they had asked their readers, so it was the readers that...
Oh, okay, well, the readers are stupid. We already know this.
No, but anyways. Because there was a lot of good songs that came out in the 80s, like, that actual good...
I guess they
good.
Meant songs that they're, like, super cheese now or whatever. Probably. But I would, if it came on the radio, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Right. Anyways, I was so upset about it that in the car I was like, I'm mentioning this in the podcast tonight.
Yeah.
And I did. So you're my done. Job's done.
Yeah, my job is done.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Inner thoughts? Can we do inner thoughts?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't really have... Oh, yeah. Well, my inner thought is more of a vent that I have that I've been thinking
that's
a lot
okay.
lately.
That's okay. As long as you whisper it, it's fine.
Whisper is just going to be long.
Okay, go.
Inner thoughts. You start.
Yes.
Okay, mine's complicated.
Go.
When you put sugar in coffee... And then it melts. Does the sugar molecules get into the coffee molecules or do they just surround it?
I think they just surround it because it's not a chemical process.
Who the fuck cares?
It was an inner thought.
I can confirm that this is what happens.
Okay. It's around.
It's around because there's no chemical process that binds the two together.
But that was my question. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
It was really complicated. It was just...
It was an inner thought.
It's an inner thought.
Inner thoughts are not supposed to have an actual answer. It's just an inner thought.
She had an answer for you.
Because she's my extra inner thought coming into my
okay,
brain.
Okay, go.
Inner thought.
So, do sheeps have wool pubes? Because then, if you make a wool sweater, like,
maybe
are you actually
putting on somebody's
pubes.
Vaginas?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you're wearing a fucking sheep's vagina on you. That's terrible.
I know.
Can you imagine you wear a turtleneck and it's just like
right there in your face?
Inner thoughts.
That's great.
Go ahead with your rant. What is it?
Wait.
Okay, yeah. I really don't like to be a grammar Nazi, but some people really fucking need to, like, Google how to spell shit before they put statuses on Facebook. The other day, somebody was going on and on about how they brought their daughter to the St. Joseph's Auditory.
Auditory?
Auditory. And then someone commented on it and was like, oh, I haven't been to the auditory. Do you guys not know what it's called?
The oratory?
The oratory. Oh my God. They came up an auditory. A-U-D-O-R-I-T-Y.
Oh my God.
And then today... Oh, gosh.
Bless you. Bless you. She went under the table for that.
You know when, like, some people on Facebook are like, oh, I have so many special people in my life. You all know who you are.
Ugh.
I know. So somebody did one of those, and they were like, so grateful for all those people in my life. You all know who you are. Oh, you are. What? Please, just... I don't want to be a grammar Nazi, because sometimes we make mistakes and we get confused with the theirs and
but
theirs.
But you are an hour.
It doesn't sound the same. The auditory.
I'm a real bitch with that. I hate it when people make mistakes.
It really bothers me too, but I try to cut people slack, but there's sometimes it's like, think for a second and look it up. But if you're on the computer, honestly, you can Google it.
But I think it's... Most of the time, it's like automatic. They don't even think about it. I'm a little dyslexic that way, though. I'll write, like, instead of everything, I'll write everyone. But it's like...
Okay, but that's a different thing.
No, but...
No.
It's completely different, yeah.
Is it?
You know, it's not like you...
For me, this is like saying you tried to say table and you said chair, you know? It's not like you trying to... You wanted to say something and you said something else. It's not like saying...
St. Joseph's Auditory. It's the oratory. Like,
stupid. I do that. Like, when I'm on Tinder, as soon as I see, like, a guy's
profile...
Are you
still on Tinder?
Of course.
But you guys kiss in public now.
That doesn't make us a couple at all.
But you guys share tongue.
Oh my God, I've been sharing tongue for almost 7 months now, guys. Like, this is just a joke.
Sorry, on Tinder?
I haven't slept with anybody else, though. I feel like I need to sleep with someone else.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Because he'll take it bad.
He won't take it bad.
Don't do that.
Our agreement is if we sleep with someone else, we'll just let the other one know and that's it.
Don't do that. Just don't.
I don't have someone right now, but I'm on Tinder. And I interviewed another band and the drummer from the band... Like, I matched with him on Tinder.
Did you really?
Yes. Huh? I matched with... I'm like, maybe I should, like, stop matching with people I interview. But I'm attracted to musicians. What can I say? Do you want to share the beer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. But all I wanted to say was, on Tinder, I check the profiles. And if there's, like, too many spelling mistakes, it's like...
Oh, my God.
It's so annoying.
Even if they look good and they're great.
But it's not even...
And you know what I've noticed? Mm. Most of them, their name is, like, Steve or Kevin. They're terrible.
But it's not even for, like, it's annoying. It's for your own reputation.
Right, like, respect yourself.
Yeah, respect yourself. Learn how to write. Like, I make mistakes because I'm a little dyslexic, but I correct myself eventually. Like, after 10 minutes, I reread my status because I know I always make mistakes and I go in and correct it.
Your status the other day was fucking hilarious, that visa thing. Because every time one of those, I was like, and it was on the news that morning, they're like, guys, it's a hoax.
Like,
you know, today at this time and date, state that you are not allowed to take my person.
Can we read it?
The whole 599 thing.
Oh, please. You remember?
How people are idiots.
Can I just say, people on Facebook, please, listen. If you're listening to me talk right now, if you are on Facebook, it's simple. Do your research before you post something on Facebook. It's simple. You go, blah, 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 whatever the subject is.
I'll create the version before she notices.
She dropped beer on my wood table. It's okay, I don't care because I'm pissed right now.
I'll create a
diversion. She's still not cleaning it. Create a diversion before Charlie notices.
It kills me that you're so sensitive about this table. It's a table you're supposed to eat and drink on.
Yeah, and it's varnished. Like, it's fine. It's
not, I know, but it's wood. I mean,
it's varnished wood. It's like, you know when you varnish fucking pavements?
But look. I know. It's less the spills and more the scratches. Look how ugly this is.
That's what you should anyway.
Sand they have, it and restrain. No. They have products for that at, like, Canadian Tire. They have
it's
everything.
It's true, actually. I was looking at some today because when we put the baby's crib together the other day, and it's in a lot worse shape than I thought it was.
Was it, like, really?
I should probably get something to touch up these scratches.
Now the kid's gonna be like, "Well, my parents don't love me."
Yeah, so I was saying before they spilled all my crap, all the beer on the table. Just do your research. That's all. You just go blah blah blah, whatever the subject is, hoax on Google, and Google will tell you if it's true or not. It's that simple. I hate people Google that just share things just because it's buddy. There.
Right. Just in case, I guess.
Google is God.
Facebook makes their money off advertisement, and that's where it ends. They aren't going to charge you for anything. They
no. Oh yeah. So unless it has to do with that's what it was, right? It was Facebook will charge you from this date, and by me putting the for status, privacy,
whatever. They own whatever you put on there, anyways.
I mean, without charging. Honestly, if you don't know already that everything that you put there, people can access. Them.
Yeah. It's
you're an idiot. Like,
when you signed up for it and you put that I agree to the term and whatever, the terms, they own everything. You can put anything on there, they own it.
Yeah.
They're, realistically, what are they going to do with it?
Exactly.
But they own it.
But it's not even that they own it. It's like you're putting it public.
Exactly.
Everybody else has seen it already. You don't really own that argument anymore. Like, no. What are you doing?
Anyone can freeze frame it and then show the world.
So here's what I posted. So for people who were curious, because I'm not adding you on my Facebook page. it says, "Hey, Visa, I'm done with your interest fees. I'm not okay with them anymore, even though I keep using your cards regardless. You can't do anything because I'm posting this notice on Facebook. You know, since we all know that a status update totally qualifies as a legal document." Oh, wait.
Exactly.
It's like, Facebook doesn't give a shit what your status update is. Just do your research and don't post crap.
And I saw it at like 7 o'clock at night, like time something like 6:30 in the morning. And I was like, much makes me laugh that early.
I posted it at 3:30 in the morning. I was so pissed. I was like, should I post it? Should I delete it? Fuck it. I'm just posting it.
At first when I read it, I was like, that's not like her to vent about stuff like that on Facebook.
Speaking of early mornings and being on Facebook this morning, because I can't sleep now because I'm sick. I woke up at 5 and I was on Facebook and I saw a comedy skit about gun laws in the U.S. You know how it's like a topic and there was like that thing in Oregon and whatever. It's this Australian guy called Jeff Jeffries. Have you
seen him? Oh, I love Jeff Jeffries. He's so funny.
Yeah. He has, it's like 10 minutes. It's
hilarious.
The best. You can Google Jeff Jeffries gun law
I'm going to do that.
I'm telling you, I watched it twice because I was like, no. It's so good. There's one part where he goes, you know, in Australia, we had a massive massacre in 1996 where a guy just killed like 35 people. Like, there's nothing as big, really. And he's like, and then in the next few days and weeks, the Australian government said, that's it. No more guns, you know? And everybody's like, all right, like, we understand why, you know? Right. And then he was like, here in the U.S., you know, you get the Newton where they killed little kids in the elementary school. Yeah. And then the government went, maybe we can get rid of the big guns. And he's like, 50% of you, fuck you, don't take my guns. And it's true. That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Anyway, and he's really funny. Like, for real, all his points, like points that we didn't even think of, all his arguments are so fucking on point. And he's like, at the end, he's like, and I know a lot of you are going to hate this. One, because my points are valid. And two, because I'm foreign. And then all you're thinking in your head is like, fuck you, go back home. Fuck you, go back home. Fuck you, go back home. He's like, fuck it. I'm staying here. I'm paying my taxes. Anyways, it's fucking hilarious. He's telling you, it's so funny. The best. Yeah. I watched it twice. I was like, it's so good.
He does this other skit called God Drunk at a Party. And he's an atheist. And he's talking about like if God showed up at a party drunk.
Oh, I think I saw
it's
that.
It's so funny. It's hilarious. It's like, oh my God. It's funny.
I adore him. I was like, oh my God, revelation. And he has a special on Netflix, apparently.
Oh, does he?
That has that skit in it.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of comedy on Netflix now these days. I need to be happier. Apparently. I watch a lot of horror and a lot of comedy. Like, I don't know what that puts
me. So do I. True crime and stand-up comedy. Both are very mad.
Yeah.
Angry.
Angry, yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Funny. So we'll put the links on the
Notes. Oh, we need. It's so.
How's the show notes going, by the way?
I've fallen a couple episodes behind. I have them written in notes. I just have to get them up online.
Okay, cool. Okay, you guys want to go to Drunken Station?
Drunken Station!
Hold on, what episode is this? 26?
They give really nice harmonized. Harmonized really nice there.
And Brooke spoke in the middle of it and ruined it.
That was like really nice.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, I'm trying to make a note that I have to put that link there.
You listen to the episode?
Jeff, yeah, but still.
Okay.
Drunken Station!
Ooh. No, I can't do it anymore. It was like a pure flip.
Drunken Station! Ooh. Yay!
Okay.
That was hard.
That was hard. Okay. My ex-boyfriend comes and puppy sits the dogs when I'm working. And a couple months ago, I was closing the back door window, like the patio door, and the light was reflecting a funny way, like in the back door. And I noticed that there was a drawing, a stick figure in the window, and it was written Charlie underneath. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's a stick figure of Charlie in the back window. And I was like, what the hell did my ex-boyfriend draw that?
Yeah.
And like now, just today, he just texted me, said, forgot to say, nice Charlie drawing on the back door window. Ha ha.
So that means he didn't do it?
So that means he didn't do it?
I was going to say, because my first thought, if there was a stick figure with my name underneath it, I'd be like, that's scary. And now we don't know who did it.
No, but maybe.
But I automatically thought it was him because he's always in the back.
But did you mention it to him?
No.
So maybe it's just a way for him to say, hey, did you see I did this?
But like 6 months later, why would he mention it today of all days?
He's just thinking about you.
I'm going to say, you drew it?
You drew it? You draw that?
You draw that? You draw that stick figure, Charlie? Hey, Charlie, come down, Charlie. Okay. Let's go to Twitter, huh?
Twitter.
You okay there?
Okay. Are you sure? Because your face says something else.
I don't want to go to the hospital. You all right?
Yeah.
Are we going to deliver baby live on the show? I'm going to comment. Looks like she's dilated 2 centimeters. Oh, to the left, oh, to the right. Ooh.
I tried checking myself the other day, too. I was like, how can you tell if you're dilated or not? So I thought maybe I'd be dilating, but...
How did that go? Were you able to see something?
No, it just felt like a vagina. Oh. I had no idea what I was looking for.
Can I just say that I went for an exam last week?
And you were dilated?
Up my vagina.
Up your
and
vagina?
I've never hurt so much in my life.
Really?
He had to go and blow up a little balloon in the canal cervix? Of my...
Why?
Cervix.
Is it cervix?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he had to go and blow up a little balloon. And apparently my cervix is much... No, it's not cervix. It's the bridge between the uterus and the... les trompes.
Okay.
Fallopian tubes?
The fallopian tubes. And apparently mine are much smaller than a regular woman. And he had to like shove. Obviously he didn't have a smaller instrument. So he had to go there and he's like, okay, well, too bad. Inflate balloon. And it hurt a lot.
Wow.
I thought I was going to go pee all over him.
So now your fallopian tubes are the same size as normal people?
They like blew them up?
No, he didn't like blew them up. He just had to check something inside. So you have to like blow up a little balloon so that it would be able to pass through.
Oh, man. And
how do you know where he was going in there?
That is so far.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, there was a lot of fucking fiddling around.
That's a lot of fiddling. Okay, can we talk about something? I don't feel good.
So anyways, I couldn't shit for like a week. I don't know why, but that affected...
How are those two things related?
Because every time I tried to push to poo-poo...
It hurt
my vagina. So it was weird. But anyways, I had to mention it. I don't know why, but I had to mention it.
That's interesting.
Do you know if you can have babies now?
No, I don't know yet. I'm going to know on Thursday.
Okay. Are you looking because you're interested or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No. Oh. No.
Let that slip out fast.
No, I'm looking because whenever I am interested, I don't want to have to wait 2 years to do all the tests.
That makes sense.
So I want to make I'm doing all the fertility tests now. Surprise.
To know what the situation is.
To see what the situation is so that I know how to handle it when I do actually want babies, since I'm not looking to have babies now.
I'm sure I'm making it very proactive. Pleasurable for you.
That's great. You should be proactive about that email to send.
Yeah. Totally unrelated. Can't you just carry my baby?
Oh,
clearly you can
this,
get pregnant. Fuck.
I'm not carrying any more babies after this.
I have to find a carrier.
This fucking pregnancy has been
rough. That's going to cost you, man.
It doesn't matter. It's not 50. It's like 15.
It's actually whatever you want it to be because you can't
you have to pay the private girl.
You can't like... There's no companies here that will set you up with that. You just have to find someone yourself and do it.
Yeah, but you have to trust that they're going to eat well.
That's why I asked Brooke.
Oh, well... She eats McDonald's.
I was gonna say, clearly, did you not see me come in with my McDonald's milk?
Clearly, she's producing babies. Fuck. Okay.
I actually think I'm gonna have my tubes tied after this one.
I feel like that would be a fun thing, not having to worry about like fucking.
That's kind of my thing. Like, if we don't plan on having any more children, why have that risk there?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I really don't see myself doing this again.
Okay, GBL, inner thoughts. If you undergo chemotherapy, do you lose your body hair?
Yes.
I think so, every hair.
Yeah?
You lose your lashes, your eyebrows, your pubes. There's nothing left.
Really? Crazy. Yep.
You know, it's like inner thoughts where Sloan has the answer.
Sloan could just answer all of her inner thoughts.
Did you know that in the States they have drive-through beer dispensers?
Yeah, amazing. I knew that.
But you're not, what? You're not supposed to drink and drive.
There's beer dispensers.
Yeah, but you can still buy it.
Oh, I thought like with beer dispenser. I kind of feel like you like drive up with your cup and like just like a soda machine. Like, yeah.
Oh my god, that would be like unlimited.
So like a liquor commission, and you like it's drive like a Tim up with your legs. Yeah. Give me I'd a like 2-4 buck.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Did you know that there's actually a couple Depps here in LaSalle that have drive-thrus? Pretty fucking convenient.
For beer?
Just, it's a Depp.
Any Depp, yeah. I know. You
can go and be like, give me a pack of gum.
There's one up on Thierry, I think, or Newman.
Near Thierry, yeah. Because I used to live near there and we used to go through there all the time.
Yeah. That's very convenient. If only they could deliver.
A lot of places still deliver. Maybe not LaSalle. Verdun, that's huge delivering.
I feel like that would make sense.
I used to live like 2 duplexes from like a corner store, and my neighbors used to always have beer delivered to them. And like literally it was like a 30-second walk to the Depp, and they would get beer delivered to their house all the time.
I've had a restaurant at the corner of my street, and I would call and I'd be, can you deliver?
I would do that. We have bad weather here, okay? I would do it too.
I was like, can you deliver? And he's like, sure, what's your address? I'm like 3 doors down. I'll pay the $2, man. I don't care.
Like, so worth not getting off my ass.
They didn't take the car. They walked.
They walked?
Yeah.
It probably cost them more to take a car.
That's hilarious. Carnage goes, guys, you have to pay attention to our episodes. We already answered, so we're not going to answer. But he asked, what things do you look for in a man? We already did that. We said arms. We said this. We said that. You don't remember?
So basically, we said arms.
I said arms.
There was a lot of, I don't know. I guess their vibe.
Yeah, I went for the vibe. But obviously, I need to be like physically attracted somewhat to the guy, you know? Right. But they grow on me.
They grow on me.
No, but not on me. I mean,
I don't know why I got that visual of like fucking
the guy that's just like
grabbing you.
Yeah, but even hilarious. Portugal, I wasn't sure if I liked him in the beginning. I was like, he's cute, he definitely grew on me.
Yeah, that's true. And he goes, so basically, Portugal would be considered a bed buddy, right?
He's a little bit more than that because we hang out. Like, we don't just sleep together. We do things.
We do things.
We're not a couple. We're like friends, and he's more than just a bed buddy. Like, if I wouldn't sleep with him, I feel like we would still hang out.
Cool.
Less, but
still hang out. If ever Sloan finds herself in San Antonio, Texas, I definitely would treat her to some drinks.
That's Carnage.
Hashtag not a creeper.
It's got to be Carnage. He has expressed multiple times his love for Sloan.
So if I were to go to Montreal, where should I person go?
Oh my god. Okay. Whoa.
I definitely make a stop to Old School's house. You'll regret it.
Who says that? Still Carnage?
Love you, Old School.
Well, fuck, there's so many good places to go. There's a lot of really cool restaurants on the plateau. You have to go on the plateau. Stray away.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Stray away from downtown. Downtown is too touristy. It's horrible.
Yeah, but if you're a tourist.
Yeah, but you've seen all the downtown, and everything that's downtown, it's all stuff that they have in the States. Like, you don't want that.
Well, you want real Montreal, yeah, right?
I would go in the old port, sure, and then go on the plateau.
The underground shopping is like really new for people.
The underground mall. Like,
Not a lot of people are wowed by that.
We have like 5 malls connected underground. Yeah. That just proves what our winters are like. That's all that is.
Yeah, seriously.
But like, yeah. Les Cours Mont-Royal, it's all like independent boutiques. So that's kind of Montreal-y.
If you're going to go like independent boutique, like go on Mont Royal or Saint-Laurent. There's great vintage shop.
Yeah, that's true. But in downtown, what's cool about it is that you could pretty much walk the entire downtown underground.
Yeah. I guess you could do the underground downtown because the outside is just pretty fucking ordinary.
It's like a regular street.
Yeah. And there's nothing there, really.
No. There's a bunch of like really cool independent cafes and restaurants that you could go to. Other than that, there's like the Lookout and Old Port and...
But Mount Royal is beautiful, like the mountain itself.
Oh, yeah. The mountain is really nice. And then... And they're going to expect an actual mountain. It's more like
a really big hill. A really big hill.
But it's kind of cool. And they have... What do we do? Fuck. We do so much stuff. The parks... They have to come in the summer because the park culture is like great.
And all of our festivals.
Yeah, that's true. Tam-tams and the festivals. Okay, that's what we're going to say then.
Because we have so many festivals. Yeah. We have like Zoo Fest, the Jazz Fest, Just for Laughs. We have the French Music Festival. We have all the music fests like Pop Montreal and Heavy Montreal and Oshiaga. And
every weekend there's every something weekend. Going on.
It's stupid. You can't get a rest. You can't get a rest.
Come in the summer. Period. Yeah. Quote of the show, don't wait to sleep with guys. Just do it.
Yeah, I did that.
You did that.
Yeah.
I did what that. Is currently your favorite musical artist to date?
To date or at the moment? Because there's currently and to date.
There's both. In the sentence.
That's so like kind of contradictory.
Yeah, that's true. Currently?
Currently, to date, I have to say probably like Otis Redding. He's like one of my favorites.
I have no idea.
What the hell? Sitting on the Dock at the Bay?
Oh, I love that song.
God damn it, guys.
I don't know who sings these songs.
Right now, there's this cute little duo that's called Milk and Bone. And they're starting to make a lot of waves, and they're really, really, really good.
Okay.
I had to think like my all-time favorite. And you guys are going to hate me so much. You're both going to go, aah! But since I was a little girl, I loved her. And even now, like, I
Paula Abdul.
I enjoy her music. I don't like
Britney Spears.
No, I don't like looking at her. But since I was little,
Tina Turner.
I own all her cassettes. Is Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's my idol. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand looking at her now. She's
what
still,
am
like,
I doing in this
old.
Conversation? I should just like leave.
I'm a singer. Little, she's my idol.
I had all of her, you know, emotions cassettes. And,
yeah. I have them too. Don't you worry.
Okay, so if she's your idol, what's your all-time favorite Mariah Carey song? I have to ask you this.
Oh, God. My all-time favorite Mariah Carey song?
Mine's Someday.
Oh my God! I feel
hero.
I feel like I'm
so slow.
I'm on a girl's podcast right now. What is happening?
But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. All the Christmas song.
I know.
So good.
Oh, her Christmas album's good.
I cannot wait to hear your current artist.
See, like, my guilty pleasure is Britney Spears, so don't hate me.
I don't like Britney Spears, but
I've seen her in concert, Mariah and I was very happy.
She's very, very good.
She's very good.
She's a good performer, isn't she? With her lip singing and stuff.
Yeah, she was great. But she puts on a show, so whatever.
Yeah,
okay. I danced the night away. It was one of those nights during the year that I actually danced. So
I have her on my iPod still.
I don't think I have her on my phone here. But it's in my iTunes for sure. Okay. What's a current artist?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't feel like I've been like that into music lately.
You can say We Are Monroe.
No.
It's Portugal's band.
Oh, I was like, I have no idea who that is either. I guess current, I'm going to go by like the amount of songs I like per artist. I guess Bruno Mars. I like a lot of his songs.
Me too.
I like songs that get me off my ass and makes me happy.
Right. And I feel like Bruno Mars does
The only point I wanted to say is that there's a lot of local artists that do exactly that, but we don't know and we're not aware. But you could see them and you could meet them. It'd be so much better than just listening to the same song on the fucking radio like 100 million times a day.
I like Daniela Agrande. Which is like a YouTube person that she finally made an album, and I love her voice. Maybe. And it's really good.
Don't you love it when you like saw somebody on YouTube when they were just doing, now they're on the radio? Like there was this other girl that.
Like Charlie Pluth?
There was this blonde girl that had done years ago. She did a cover with this girl beatboxing, and she even tried out on American Idol, and she never made an American Idol. Now she's on the radio and stuff, and I'm like, good for you! Yeah. You made it! You did it! You tried hard and you did it!
You awesome. Worked hard and you made it in the big boys.
Yeah, that's I love good. That.
Still what, I headache. Like an independent artist.
You just said no!
Yeah, then
you're
like
Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube?
Yeah.
But by Usher.
Douchebag. Oh, by Usher, right. Usher happened to fall upon his YouTube page.
But yeah, so that's it. We didn't answer much, but you know.
I don't agree with any of these choices, I just want to say.
For the record.
Like, I'm completely...
Sloan thinks she's better than everybody when it comes to music.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I do. I do do. I do do.
I do 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 do. Okay. I found an article. 10 signs that you're not actually dating.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Jesus Christ. You guys
both wow. That's great for me. Let's do this.
Ready. It looks like you're about to like pee or poo or
from some hole.
Let's just hope it's not a baby.
On a 1-year anniversary, how cool would that be?
That would be kind of cool. And like I said, as much as like I'm not ready, like the room's not ready at all.
That would go viral.
I wouldn't mind.
That would go viral. Do it. Baby. Let's fake it.
I don't even know how to give birth. I didn't give birth last time.
That's true. We'll cut you open. Get a knife. We'll
like poke in
can't
there.
Can't be that hard, right? Pretty sure you can YouTube how to do it.
Yeah. Can you?
Oh, you know what? I can't watch it though. Before I had KG and I found out I was having a C-section, I tried YouTubing it and I got to like the knife hitting the skin. I was like, nope, you know what? Don't want to know how it's done.
How to do a C-section?
How to deliver a baby.
Oh, but...
How to deliver a baby?
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to look for a C-section, not just a regular baby. How to deliver.
Yeah,
you just...
Wait, there's a commercial about bread.
I prefer to have a C-section, so I would like to keep my vagina intact.
If it's actually...
What the fuck is that?
Wait, so that was officially the weirdest video I've ever seen in my life.
It was just somebody throwing things into a toilet bowl and like mashing it up with their hands and feet. And then she fast forwarded it and all of a sudden there was a lot of spaghetti in the toilet bowl and a baby crying. They took up this tiny little doll and put it in a plastic crib. That's all that happened.
Look, do you want to see the screenshot right now?
Is it art?
No, it's stupidness. That's the baby coming out of the spaghetti.
And he put it there and he's cuddling it now.
He's caressing it.
And now, why is he picking up things with his feet? Oh, he's going again. This has 4 million views, ladies and gentlemen. This is where...
The wall.
This is where society has come.
Okay, guys, I think we got this down packed. If you can do this. Oh my God. Now he's bashing one baby into the other baby.
And now he's putting it in a pan.
Oh, he's making a baby omelet. Oh, it's actually cooking.
That's eggs. So messed up.
What's happening? What is wrong with this? What does the comment say? I need
maybe
to say
that represents cooking the placenta. Some people eat the placenta after.
I love how book is look. I think it represents cooking
the placenta. Look at the comment. Wait, look at the comments. Is throwing a pear to the wall optional? Mom, there's spaghetti in the toilet again. Instructions weren't clear enough. I got my dick stuck in a baby.
I love that there's no assholes being like, this is the stupidest video ever.
Holy shit, he said boop when he touched the dolphin's nose. What is there's wrong with this video? What the fuck? Kids in Africa could have eaten that baby, bro.
That's funny.
What the hell?
Okay, you have to link this video.
Okay, yeah, well, you need to link this video. That's funny. Fucking okay, retarded.
Add that to my list.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, what were you talking about?
Delivering a baby?
Right.
Delivering a baby.
You were looking it up in case it went to labor.
Oh, no, the thing...
Please don't use that video. It's oh a guy. God.
I'm great at throwing pears, man. Just stack me up with a bag and I'm good to go.
Makes no sense.
My job will be done. Yeah, 10 things that say you're not a couple.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
What we were
not
doing.
Dating, right. That's
not dating. Right.
Not dating, okay.
I'm only going to read the titles. Number one, he takes a long time to text back.
No, when we text, like if it's like during the evening and he's not like practicing music or anything, he'll answer right away.
Okay. Number two, you hang out about once a week at most.
No, or more like two or three times.
Okay. Three, they're always busy.
No, he's always pretty much available. He tries to make, like if he's busy, he's like, okay, this day.
Okay. Number four, they talk to you about people they've hooked up with.
But so did I. Like we have one each that we hooked up with.
No, but like recently, I mean.
Okay.
Things like, I've hooked up with this really hot chick. You might know her.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not.
Five, you met them less than a week ago.
Okay, wait, no.
Number six, sometimes you don't hear from them for days.
The most we've gone is like maybe 2 days without texting.
Number seven, they don't introduce you to their friends.
No, I've met a lot of his friends.
Number eight, they act very cold in public. Oh, you just made out in public.
No, he's absolutely not cold.
Number nine, you never hang out during the day.
No, we've definitely hung out during the day.
Number 10, they're married.
He's not married.
So you said no to every single option.
You guys are fishy
guess
dating.
What? You're dating.
It's time to get off Tinder.
Time to get off Tinder, bitch.
No.
Tinder, bitch?
Tinder, bitch.
Tinder, bitch.
Tinder, comma, bitch.
No.
Yes. It's done. It's finished. You're finished. So I feel the blood mood would have been the end of the world had all women cycles psyched that same day.
Synced.
Psyched.
Is it psyched?
Yeah.
Psyched.
Synced that very day.
Yeah, probably. We would have killed everyone.
I feel like we would have like resolved every war.
That's enough! I said stop it! No! Did you guys see the blood moon?
I did. I sat in my yard for like an hour and a half.
My dad kept texting me. He's like, okay, go and look at it again. Okay, it's gone now.
But at the end, when it's like, it was supposed to be the blood moon at 10:47 p.m.
Yeah.
And it was completely cloudy. Nobody got
was
to see it.
It.
Yeah. I saw it all the way to like cover, full cover. And then when it was supposed to turn its reddest, it was cloudy.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like I saw it.
But then it was funny because I was on my balcony and the brick of my building was like in the
in the moon?
No. Like, you see the moon was right on top of, like, the corner of my building. And we were looking at the moon and we were like, it's actually not red. It's more like brown.
Brownish orange. But it was supposed to turn, like, a bright red or bright orange or something at one point. But it was completely covered after.
It's too bad.
But anyways, it was cool.
I mean, I watched it. I watched it for, like, 10 minutes. And then I was like, okay.
It's a moon.
I was in the yard for an hour and a half. That's when I was texting your brother.
Right.
Throughout the entire time. Sidebar. And finally, is there a fine line between immature and grown up? Or is the skill in knowing which one you can be and when?
Oh, I think it's a skill.
I think so. Because
life's boring if you're always grown up.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being serious and boring and being just mature. You can be mature and do stupid shit, but you're still like more mature. The way you think and the way you reason is more mature.
Mm-hmm. It's like the difference between being professional and being
rigid.
Yeah, because when I'm working at a wedding, I'm very professional, but I'll still say shit like
you're still stupid. Yourself. Yeah. You just have that extra filter.
Just like Don't curse. Don't do this. No, you can still be stupid, but just it doesn't mean that you're immature when you're being stupid.
No, that's it.
So I guess it is a skill when you think about it. We have messages.
I'm so excited. I love messages.
I know that Carnage was supposed to send us a text message, a voice message, but I don't know if he ended up doing it.
Yeah, because we wanted the accent, right? And where if he's from Texas.
Oh, Texas.
This is perfect.
Hello, lovely ladies of the Full Wine Aside podcast. GBL back with another voicemail. Hopefully my sound quality is okay. I'm on my phone trying to send this at work, and I am supposed to be working, but it's Friday afternoon, so fuck it, right? Firstly, Charlie, from episode 25, you are right. I don't have any idea what you look like, except the back of his head. And may I say, it's pretty hot as far as the backs of heads go. But in reality, I don't need to know what any of the three of you look like to know how beautiful you are. It comes through on the podcast.
Oh,
from episode 23. Don't say you're singing short. It sounds awesome to me, and I'm only slightly biased. And Sloane, from episode 25, I agree with your advice to your younger self. Why wait to sleep with someone? You aren't a whore for knowing what you want and going for it, in my opinion. It's sadly something a misconception that the world has. And as you know, I can't call your podcast and not ask you all a question. So here goes. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would that be? As always, ladies, thank you for the podcast. My opinion never changes that you are amazing. Have a fantastic week. GBL is out of here.
God, I love
him. Oh, me too. Fuck, he's so amazing.
What did he ask you?
I think if you could wake up tomorrow and have gained one ability.
I love that he agreed with my point, though. Why wait to sleep with someone? No,
it's
but
true. But it's true. It's
true. If you know what you want, that doesn't make you a slut. And sadly, a lot of people think it is.
Yeah, no, that's true. Very true. Speak all languages.
Wow, that is good.
I wish I could speak my mind a little bit more, I think.
More than now? You do it now very well. Not 100%?
Yeah, no. Like, I kind of feel like sometimes, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Okay, you could have anything. Off. It could be, like, supernatural. Like, just be a little bit more wild. No.
You wake up with an ability. Like, okay, maybe. Yeah, that means an ability.
Yeah,
okay,
like, wait. I kind of feel like when, like, I'm mad and stuff, like, often, like, I'll just keep it in and be like, okay. But then, like, inside, I'm like... That's not really okay. How I feel. Yeah. And I wish I could.
Have you seen a movie, The Invention of Lying?
Oh, no, I haven't seen
it. No.
You would love it.
Yeah, I should look that up. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like he goes on a date, on a set date with Jennifer Garner. And then she opens the door and she's like, oh, hello. And he's like, oh, hi. Are you almost ready? I was like, well, I was actually in the middle of masturbating and looking at you. I'm pretty sure I'm going to continue masturbating because I'm not looking forward to the outlook of this date. Like, and we're probably not going to have sex and blah, blah, blah.
It's wow, really? Like people not being able to lie.
Yeah.
I like that.
Until he developed the possibility of lying and then his mother dies and then he's like, you know, when you...
Is it like a documentary or is it just like a movie?
I don't think that ever really happened, Charlie.
No, but I mean, like, is it a documentary as in like the study of, you know what I mean?
Mm. No. It's a movie. It's fantasy. Okay,
okay. Jennifer Garner.
Like. Yeah, seriously.
I don't know.
And then he's like looking at his mother and he's like, you know, don't be, because she's afraid of dying, and he lies to her and he's like, you know, when you die you'll go and you see all the people you love and daddy's there and he's waiting for you and blah blah blah, but the nurses are there and they're like, oh my god. God. Oh my God. When we die, we meet all of our loved ones. And then they like start spreading the news. And then he has to like, he pretty much writes the Bible. And he's like, there's a man in the sky. You know, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my really? Gosh. I have to see this.
Kind of so that?
Fun. Yeah. You know what's funny is KG kind of asked me that a similar question recently. She was like, okay, so if we could all have one superpower, what would yours be?
Read minds.
Yeah. I would love to read minds. But I would also like to never be sick. Like, never get infections, never get, like, cold sores, never get, like, fucking...
Hey, I didn't...
Never bruise, never, like, just, you know, to be like
that. My answer to KG was actually to never be tired. Just cause I'm so tired lately. I was like, I wish, like, I had, like, everlasting energy and could just do things all the time.
Yeah, totally.
You know that I didn't get a cold sore since we broke it off with Awesome Trump?
Because it tells you something.
That was your body telling you to get the fuck away.
Get out.
He was poisonous to you.
Isn't that funny? Funny? I got like five when he was, I was with him.
Stressed you out so much.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I didn't get one.
That's funny. And you had like a gazillion.
I have five.
It's crazy.
Which is retarded.
In like 2 months.
One after like the other.
I know. Every time you were texting, guys, I have another cold sore. And I'm like, what?
Wow. Okay. So yeah. So that's that. What do was we your have superpower?
Superpower? Not, I think it was not ability or quality.
Not get sick. Okay. Oh, he had the hiccups?
Yeah, and you could see it. Oh, wait.
Oh, shit!
The hiccups.
Touch?
Yeah. You can feel the hiccup.
Oh, my God. I'm so grossed out.
Touch it.
No, I don't want to touch that.
Touch it.
No.
Oh, you got it.
No.
The other day, he stretched out his leg, and you saw the oval of his foot, like, come out. It was Tom was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there's a human in there.
There's a
human in there.
That has hiccups.
Oh, that's so fucking alien. I can't.
That's so cool. One day, Charlie. One day. Okay. So, that's that. I'm not going to do the... Was that it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do like the contact us here where because I did it at the beginning.
Look at that. Got out of the way.
Shit. Now what though?
This is like the like shortest we've ever recorded. I'm so excited. I'm going to be home before 9.
Hold on. What time is it?
8:30.
What?
I know.
Oh my God. That's great.
So did you guys have any last words or what?
No.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't believe we've been doing that for like a year.
This is like our first year. What was the first year anniversary, like wedding? What was it? It was paper?
Was it paper?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. I think it was paper.
We owe each other a paper penis, guys.
A paper penis?
I'll draw you one right now.
Yeah. You're going to draw me a paper penis?
A paper penis for your 1 year anniversary.
Thank you. It's what I always dreamed of.
Welcome.
It better have a lot of details, like veins.
Veins and hair and shit.
And like sweat. Yeah, because everybody's... Drizzles.
Drizzles.
Hair and like the... I don't know.
Pulsating testicles.
She draws two testicles with like arrows. Arrows like they're moving.
It's not pulsating, guys. They go up and down.
No, but by the sounds of it, it's because of blood flow. So it pulsates.
Because
like
it's with the heartbeat. Yeah, that's true.
Can I ask you guys a question before we go?
Yeah. Ugh, again?
Honest question.
Okay, truth circle.
How long?
Yes, we are friends.
Truth circle.
Yes, we are friends.
No, how long does it take you guys for real once you're having sex to orgasm?
Oh, ça dépend.
No, let's say like in general.
We've answered this before.
No, average. I want to know.
It really, I feel different every
average.
Time.
Average.
It could be like 10 minutes as it could be like 45.
Yeah.
It depends.
Okay, but what's the minimum?
I'd say like at least 15 minutes.
The minimum? 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. The minimum?
Like depends how.
Oh,
like,
I see what you mean. Sorry.
Like the smallest amount, the minimum.
Oh, yeah. It could take like 5 minutes. I'd say on average, it probably take about 15.
But it can't take like 30 seconds.
If I'm doing it myself, it could.
Yeah. If it's myself, it could be very quick. Or depending.
No, not yourself while you're having sex.
No, 5 minutes.
It could be quick, but I don't think it's ever been like 30 seconds. Like more. 5 minutes is definitely like.
You know what's my problem?
What?
Why I think that I never orgasmed with a guy?
Is
because I feel bad and I don't
let give go. Yourself a chance to?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Because I just like after like 2-3 minutes I'm like, oh, this is too long. Let me just fake it.
It takes a while for you. Like I said, on average I think it's about a good 15 minutes.
After 2-3 minutes you're like, this is too long?
Yeah.
You are having bad sex, my dear.
I'm not having bad sex. I just don't enjoy sex. But we all know this. We know this.
I don't believe so. I don't know.
But if it's normally 5 to 10 minutes, I should just give it a chance.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, at one point, I'm like, okay.
Even 5 to 10 minutes, like, that's, we're saying minimum.
Minimum.
So, like.
It could take me 45, but yeah. I'm still going to enjoy the whole,
45?
Like, yeah, but it's, like, wild sex, you know? It's fun. I don't know.
45 is way too long for me.
Long time. Okay. Fine, I'll give it a chance next time.
Yeah, don't fake it. You should never fake it. We've had this conversation.
I know. But I just find it's too long. That's what my problem is.
Okay. I think I'm going to order myself a Putsin.
And speaking of orgasms, Putsin. Putsin.
It's pretty orgasmic.
It works, actually, yeah. To be honest.
I haven't put in a while, actually.
It fucking works.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
So, stay sexy. Montreal?
Yeah.
And the world?
And the world.
If you don't have too many people from Montreal that listen?
Bye. That was an evil... That was a really...
Sesame Street.
Oh, the Sesame Street.
The Dracula.
Count.
The count.
One, two, three, four. Yeah. It was from Romania and shit. I know. You keep on saying bye. I'm like, no, wait. I have more stuff to say.
Romania.
Pajamas.
That was my best inner thought to date.
It was hilarious.
Pajamas.
It's like we finished before nine, so everybody's like, we must talk more.
I haven't heard enough of myself.
Boop, boop.
Boop, boop.
I have to pee. Okay, shotgun.
His shotgun, pregnant lady. Fuck off.
Hold it in. Even though I have nothing squishing my bladder. I actually don't have to pee that bad.